Hi, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And Cole.
From Scenic City Solar. And this is the Scenic City Solar Radio Show. So today we're going to be talking about incentives and going green. So we finished off our last show talking a little bit about the green part of all this stuff. And Ray, what does that really, really mean when you go green?
So going green could really be a whole lifestyle. You can go as extreme as living off grid in the woods in a cabin where you farm for your food and have a solar production in a well with a solar pump. Or it could be a responsible homeowner, coming into the 21st century, so to speak, with solar on their home to just simply offset some of their carbon footprint. It could be somebody that is going green by getting an electric vehicle. There's a lot going with that. So for the homeowner's point of view, you know, going green could be something as small as a 3 to 5 kilowatt solar array on their roof, simply for self-consumption during the day, no storage, very clean, easy. You don't have to worry about the utilities payback. You're self-consuming dollar for dollar. Or it could be extreme in the other direction with, you know, megawatt size systems being fed directly into the grid.
Cool. So we know the megawatt system's not going to be for the average household, but it could be for a lot of businesses. And that's what we're going to focus on a little bit more today is those businesses. So like we've said in the past, where do we cover? If you can hear us on the radio, we pretty much will service your area. So that's, of course, we're based here in Chattanooga. So that will cover Chattanooga, most of Tennessee, up towards Knoxville, up towards Nashville, northern Georgia, northern Alabama, and of course, western Carolina. And again, to get a hold of us, you can contact us online at scenicsolar.com or give us a call, 423-600-9500. And when you do, you end up talking to Cole. Say hi, Cole.
That's me. You're your main sales associate here at Scenic City Solar. Kevin was giving a great touch on the reasons that a lot of businesses in the area go solar. And the biggest thing they're going to be doing with that is looking to change their ESG score. You know, that's not a very common thing that a lot of people come into touch with in everyday life, an ESG score. That's going to be environmental, social, governance score. So what that means is that's pretty much a company's rating on how environmentally and socially friendly they are. So here we are to make that effect so people can go green and they can make that statement by putting solar on their building and really making that step to show their customers that they care about the environment, they care about sustainability initiatives.
Absolutely. You know, that's what we're talking about here is going green, getting those solar panels on the roof, and just making that change. And that's what we kind of try to help people with, understanding what they need and how much they need. And when we're talking about businesses, Ray, we were talking a little bit off air before we got started today about different loads and different time frames of the day for a business. Can you tell our listeners what that really means to have a different load time during the day?
Yeah, so everybody's different. We get asked a lot the same questions. What does an average home need for solar? Or what does an average business need for solar? Every business and every home is different. So looking at businesses at the warehouse level, usually 8 to 5, for a typical warehouse is going to have a load raise first thing at 8 a.m. when the lights turn on, everybody opens the doors and starts getting to work, and then a power drop at 5 p.m. Okay, from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m., they're going to have small, minimal usage. So with that customer having a solar array where sun starts hitting it at 8, 9, or 10, and the sun starts going down at 5, 6, or 7, would make a lot of sense because that's when they're using most of their power. Whereas a hospital is using power 24/7 with spikes in the day for AC and spikes at night for heat and air. There's a lot of different things, and how we find that out is by looking at your bill. If you're a homeowner, a simple bill will tell you how many kilowatt hours you use a month. Then we need to find out answers like, what are your hours? How many people live in your household? Whereas with businesses, what are your hours? What type of loads do you have? Let's look at your transformer size. Let's look at your bill. Divide by 30, and then weight it towards your business hours. Little things like that will help decide responsibly what size of system you should have.
Okay, that sounds great. You just mentioned something real quick about divide by 30 on your electric bill. What do you mean by that?
Cole, if you want to answer that one.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, your monthly bill, that's going to be how much energy you used in that total month. So, you know, most people, they're probably going to have between $150 and a $250 bill. What that means is you're using between 1,500 and 2,500 kilowatt hours. Now, that may not mean much to you, but that means a lot to us because it tells us exactly how much energy you're using in that month. So we take that number, we divide it by 30, the average number of days in a month, and then we divide it by 24 to get your baseline. So that baseline is going to be how much energy you're using per hour of the day. So what that tells us is that's the base size system we could install for you because that's the maximum amount you would be using during the day when your solar array is producing.
So with that said, so then we take that number and then we critique it based off of your hours of operation, your household habits. Or is it a family of four where mom and dad get to work at 8 a.m. and the kids are gone to school? And then from 8 a.m. to 5 or 6 p.m., the power load is super low. You know, we're able to get you that baseline and then build up on it or build down from it based off of your habits, your actual load usage at your business or your home.
Fantastic. And that's exactly the same way a business would handle it. Because when you go to work, everything basically sleeps at night if you're in an office setting. So your computers are on, you got a little bit of energy usage overnight. But the main part of your energy usage kicks in during the day. So when it kicks on during the day, Cole, what would we talk to different businesses about daytime usage if they've got a high daytime usage? How would that mathematically figure out for them? I know it's the same 30 days and dividing it out, but how would we look at their power and weight it per se for daytime usage?
Well, typically, you know, we would see that most of the time, 80% of that power usage is going to be during that 8 to 5 period. So we would plan as such when we're sizing out that solar array. You know, so then once we do that, we have a good number to start with when we're sizing out the solar array for a proposal.
Well, wow, that was a pretty good answer. It sounds like you've done this more than once.
Too many times.
But this is what we do every time. And when we talk about having someone come out and do a assessment of your home or your business, one of the big things we ask for is that power bill so we can see that and do that calculation for you. And again, if you'd like Cole to come out and visit with you, give us a call, 423-600-9500, or catch us online at scenicitysolar.com. So, Ray, when you're talking to a small business, let's not get into the big systems just yet, but a smaller business, mom-and-pop shop, daytime, 9-to-5, what would an average size be for someone like that? You know, if it's just a standard small store kind of thing.
See, those are the questions that we get asked a lot of, right? What would the average size be? So I love that because it all comes down to the bill. So you could have a wonderful business like Bluegrass downtown, have usage from 5 a.m. when they get there and turn on their ovens, and then they're done by 2. Or you could have that same type of restaurant down the street that opens their doors at 8, and then they stay open till 6. So we really need to get that bill. If we want to get really down to it with businesses and commercial, we can request from your utility, EPB for example, your interval usage. Then that'll break down your usage into 15-minute intervals so I can see exactly how much power you're using at every second of the day in a 24-hour period, put that into our software, and see exactly what power you're using from what hours the sun could possibly be even shining on your solar panels.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of the things we talk about is different times of day. You know, the construction crew starts really early. So when we talk about our power usage, ours starts anywhere from 6 to 7 a.m. And then sometimes, usually, hopefully, I'm home by 5. But, you know, that doesn't always happen for the guys on the installation crew. And we do have to give those folks a huge shout out for doing all that work for us in the field.
And rain, shine, or snow.
Yes, absolutely. Well, hopefully not snow, but, you know, this is Chattanooga. We do get that. So talking about a bigger business, let's talk about somebody that runs 24/7. And one of the big things that we do have a lot of is convenience stores. And we're working with multiple throughout the area. So again, Ray, if you could just briefly tell us how that weighting would work for their time frame of usage.
Okay, so a gas station definitely is a little bit of a different cookie. So they have more of a baseline that is still weighted during the day because there's just more foot traffic during the day regardless. So they need to make sure that it's more temperature controlled. You know, things are working more during the day. But instead of an 80-20 split, you're looking at like a 60-40. So from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 60% of their power load. From 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., 40% of their power load. So if they want to somehow get rid of all their power, you have to overproduce and produce enough to cover that 40% at night during the day. And how do you do that? So for example, if you needed 100 units, okay, we'll just be very general, 100 units to cover your daytime power and 40 to cover your nighttime power, you would need to produce 140 during the day. You store that in a battery. So we do a lot of battery systems for businesses and homes that want to get rid of their 24-hour power. And the only way to do that, because the sun only shines in the daytime, is to store your excess power and have a greater potential in the daytime. In a
Absolutely. Battery. You know, we probably ought to have an entire show devoted to batteries, because one of the quick things that we can talk about is also power loss. So if you have a natural outage, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people run into phone poles and take out the power.
That's not natural.
No, it's not natural as well. But when that does happen, the battery system would kick in and it would cover their power usage.
That's exactly right, Kevin. We're actually seeing a 0.4 millisecond response on these batteries. And not only is it that instant response, but it's also going to increase the potential of your solar. So, you know, you're going to get that power outage protection, but you're also going to have an increased potential on how much you can produce during the day. So say you need 5 kilowatt hours of energy usage at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but you can produce 10. If you have 5 kilowatt hours of battery in that bank, then you can overproduce, thus increasing the potential of your solar, so you have that extra energy to use at night.
Fantastic. Again, this is Kevin and Ray from Scenic City Solar, and we're talking today with our special guest, Cole. He's our lead salesperson with Scenic City Solar. We're talking about businesses, batteries. Next time on show number 6, we're going to be talking about incentives that are out there for businesses as well as residents and all those kind of good things. To get a hold of us, easiest way to do it, 423-600-9500, or catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com. So, Ray, really appreciate all the big information. How could somebody else learn more about what they need for solar?
So the easiest way to learn more about solar would be to have an expert come to your house and sit down and talk to you. It's free. We don't charge for any of our site visits, whether you're a large business or a small home that just wants to learn about it. A phone call is usually the easiest way so that we don't waste everybody's time. But having a site assessment at your home or business with Cole or myself is usually the best way. We can review your bill, show you your hours that you use. You can look down at your refrigerator a little different, knowing how much power it's actually running by the end of what we're doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the past shows, we've talked about people that are local hunters who do have additional freezers that use extra battery or extra energy during the day as well as at night. And it's, you know, very important to have those batteries to keep those things running at night and on time. So once again, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And Cole.
From Scenic City Solar on Scenic City Solar Radio. Catch us Saturday mornings, same time. You can always catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com or give us a call at 423-600-9500. Thanks.
Have a good day.